The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Over the past few weeks, there have been multiple recalls for a wide range of foods linked to listeria outbreaks. Our chief reporter, Barry White, has been looking into this and he joins me now. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
So, first of all, have there been new recalls of foods after the first tranche of recalls, I suppose?
Yeah, Pat, on Wednesday, a batch of ricotta and buffalo cheeses were recalled by the Food Safety Authority of Ireland due to the presence of listeria. The FSAI recalled the Toonsbridge dairy ricotta as well as buffalo ricotta from the same brands. Retailers are requested to remove the affected batches from sale and display, while consumers are advised not to eat any of the affected products. And Pat, we know that this is not the first listeria outbreak this summer. In the past 5 or 6 weeks, a wide range of foods have been impacted. Spinach, hummus, mixed leaves, goat's cheese, chicken basil, pesto pasta and potted coriander have all been recalled over the past month, while previously 142 ready meals were recalled. Now, in a bid to reassure consumers, the Food Safety Authority issued a statement clarifying that the subsequent recalls were not related to the outbreak in ready meals. They also said that serious infection with listeriosis is very rare, with an average of between 14 and 22 cases in Ireland every year. Now, I did contact the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. However, they said a spokesperson was not available as a number of current outbreaks are still ongoing.
You would have thought that this is the time for the Food Safety Authority to actually put forward a spokesperson, you know, to allay people's fears, because I think the recent listeriosis outbreaks must have put off people from buying certain foods.
I think it has, Pat. I think it has scared a lot of people. I think, look, a lot of people would have seen the headlines and it's kind of scared people. I think up until about 6 weeks ago, there's a lot of people probably never heard of listeria before. And I think nowadays, more often than not, a lot of people only read the headline. And since the first outbreak of listeria around 6 weeks ago, many people have stopped buying certain food products. For example, I've heard many people in our office say they haven't bought spinach or pre-prepared salad at all since 7 types of spinach and mixed leaves products were recalled after the detection of listeria at the end of July. I've also got friends who said they won't eat ready meals again. I actually haven't had a ready meal since this outbreak. Now, I wouldn't have ate them too often anyway, but I don't know, it just kind of puts you off. And I've asked these shoppers in Dublin, have the recent outbreaks changed how they shop or what they eat?
I'd have to think twice before I'd look and buy a ready meal again, you know. It's been a few times in the media whereas there's been issues with different ready meals, so I'd need to think about that, you know.
What about spinach and pre-prepared salads or some of the soft cheeses that were impacted?
Look, I think you can't stop at everything just because there's issues, ongoing issues, you know. Hopefully they'll be resolved, and you know, because it is nice to have to get a ready meal, you know.
Would you have bought them previously?
I have in the past, yeah, but the strange thing, the thing is, I've stopped at the moment until I find out what's, you know, a bit more about it, maybe, you know.
Just more aware of checking things with dates and stuff, but exactly. Other than that, I'm still buying,
ready meals, you know.
You still buy ready meals?
I do, yeah. Very, very handy. Put in the microwave for 6 or 7 minutes and bob your uncle.
So it hasn't put you off?
No, it hasn't put me off, no.
I'd just be more aware of buying stuff that's in date and that, you know, more so than, because, you know, these things can sometimes happen, like it's one thing but a whole factory has to be redone for it, you know what I mean? So you'd just be more inclined to wash the likes of salads and stuff, where you used to buy it ready to eat in a bag, you'd wash it now.
I don't buy any of that kind of stuff anymore. Anyway, no way, shopping is too dear.
So what would you not buy now?
The ready meals are the salad or the spinach.
And would you have bought them previously?
I would have bought them, but I won't buy them anymore.
Now, Barry, people, some very concerned, some utterly unconcerned there. But what exactly is listeria and what are the chances of getting seriously ill from listeriosis? How dangerous is it? I mean, could it kill you?
So listeriosis is an infection caused by the bacterium listeria, which is usually acquired by eating food contaminated with this bacteria. It's widespread in the environment and gets into food via animals, plants, soil and water. But what sets listeria apart from many other harmful bacteria is the ability to survive and grow in moist, cold environments, the conditions found in pretty much every food production factory. And it's no coincidence the relevant food recalls are related to food we mostly store in the fridge over the past number of weeks. Now, anyone can become ill from eating food contaminated with Listeria Pass. However, it's not usually serious for most people, but some people will have a higher risk of serious problems, including those aged 65 and older, anyone who is pregnant. If you're having treatment that weakens your immune system, such as chemotherapy, you may be at a higher risk of getting seriously ill with listeriosis. And I've been speaking to Alan Riley, who is the professor at the who's the ex-professor at the Food Safety Authority of Ireland. And here's what he had to say.
It's a pathogen. It's a foodborne pathogen. It gets into food and it makes people sick, and some people very sick, and in cases some people can die. It's a bacterium that survives, you know, in the environment. It is ubiquitous in the environment. That means it's just about everywhere. You'll get it on things like vegetables. You'll get it in soil. You'll get it in things like sewage, contaminated water. It's just about everywhere in the environment. And it has the ability to get into food processing plants and to colonize the plants, you know, and really to stay in plants for you know, many, many years unless detected and kicked out.
Many members of the public will be alarmed by the recent outbreaks here. And I suppose part of the reason is a lot of people have probably never heard of this. Like, should the public be alarmed?
Well, I think the public really have the ability to protect themselves against this bug. Thoroughly cook your foods. I mean, so that's the basic rule. Listeria will be killed off very quickly once you thoroughly cook your food. You know, things like wash lettuce. Don't spread contamination around your kitchen. Refrigerate foods that are supposed to be refrigerated. So all of those type of steps, the consumer can, you know, just protect themselves against this nasty bug.
Some members of the public may be put off buying, you know, ready meals, pre-prepared salads, soft cheeses. Now, should they be?
No, not really. For the average healthy person, they have nothing to fear from Listeria monocytogenes.
Listeria monocytogenes has nothing to fear. Now, the question is, Barry, about, you know, you're cooking food thoroughly. If it's one of those ready meals like a lasagna or something like that, the Listeria will not survive that. However, if it's something that you normally eat cold, like the cheeses and salads and so on, that's where you have to be particularly careful. Now, if you're unfortunate enough to contract listeriosis, what are the symptoms and how sick could you be?
So the symptoms can be flu-like, Pat, or can cause stomach issues such as nausea, vomiting and diarrhea. And in rare cases, the infection can be more severe for, as we said, vulnerable groups. And at the end of July, one odd adult died. The Food Safety Authority have also confirmed that to date there have been 9 confirmed cases in Ireland. However, it's likely that there has been more cases. And as we said, most healthy people who contract listeriosis will be fine after a few days. So the health authorities probably won't become aware of a lot of cases because most people will be fine. Mm-hmm. And I have been speaking to Amanda from Dublin. She was off work sick after she ate a ready meal, and her doctor told her she likely had listeriosis.
I was fairly sick at the beginning. I thought it was just a random, you know, stomach bug. But when it still wasn't clearing, I went to the doctor and I'm awaiting blood tests. But that's when they said that it was very likely to actually be listeria based on the fact that I had eaten the products that were contaminated.
How sick were you?
I was fairly sick. I was suffering from diarrhea, from vomiting, really uncomfortable cramps. And my particular food poisoning was so severe that I actually almost felt like really hungry, like almost to the point of like it hurting. That temporarily went away when I would eat something. But then as soon as I was finished eating, the pain would come back again. So it was very painful and uncomfortable.
Is it a sickness? Like, have you ever experienced anything like that before?
No, I've had, you know, stomach bugs and random viruses and stuff, but I've never had the hunger to the point of pain and the cramps along with the diarrhea and vomiting. Like, it was a very unique, uncomfortable thing that I've never experienced before.
And you're awaiting on tests still to confirm if it was listeria, but the doctor was fairly sure it was?
Yeah, I'm waiting on the test, but the doctor was fairly sure it was. And also it cleared up after the antibiotics that they gave me, which is also indicative of the fact that it was listeria.
And what was it you ate, it was a ready meal?
Yeah, it was a couple of ready meals. I had bought a couple of them that week because I was in the gym late, so I didn't want to be cooking late at night. So it was from Tesco, the That's Dinner Sorted range. It's made by Ballymaguire Foods. But it's specifically, it was the lasagna and also the chicken and tomato pasta bake. So they were the two ones I ate, and that impacted me.
Would you have ate those regularly, or how often would you have ate them before you got sick?
Not overly regularly. Sometimes I try to go to the gym in the morning so I can cook in the evening. But if it's a particularly busy week, I might have them, say, once a month or so. But I would definitely be put off and would make sure that I make the time to meal prep and cook, even if it's late, because I wouldn't want to take the risk again.
Have you ate ready meals since?
Oh, God, no. And I honestly don't think I could. I'd be too freaked out. And there's been continued instances of different foods still, you know, being in the news about listeria. And I think there was one from Salmonella like yesterday. So, yeah, it's completely put me off. Not just that brand, but ready meals in general.
I think Amanda was very unlucky. I mean, if she had cooked the lasagna and the other meal thoroughly, she shouldn't have got listeria. So that's a bit of a mystery. How common, Barry, are listeria outbreaks across Europe? I mean, has any other country seen a similar rise in cases this summer?
Well, listeria infections, Pat, in Europe are at their highest level since the start of EU-wide surveillance in 2007. And they have been steadily increasing since 2019, while disease severity is also showing an increasing trend. And from the most up-to-date figures, there were almost 3,000 confirmed cases, with more than 1,500 hospitalizations and 340 deaths reported across Europe. Germany, France and Spain had the most cases. And I've been speaking to Eleonora Sarno, who is a scientific officer with the European Food Safety Authority. And she says one of the reasons for the increase in listeria cases is Europe's ageing population.
Well, the outbreaks are becoming more common across Europe, the number of human cases of listeriosis. This might be linked to Europe's ageing population, that is in turn connected with the prevalence, with the growing prevalence of the disease related to chronic disease related to the aging. And but on the other side, there are many factors as well. Let's think about the globalization, the shifting consumption habits, but also the population movements that can increase the risk of foodborne outbreaks, and which pose, of course, a challenge for public health.
So that's Eleonora Sarno, scientific officer with the European Food Safety Authority. Barry, you're hoping to get one of the companies that was impacted by listeria. You're hoping to record a report at one of those sites.
Yeah, Pat, look, I've been in contact with Ballymaguire Foods, who produce ready meals, and McCormick Family Farm, who grow and produce spinach, salad and herbs. A spokesperson for Ballymaguire Foods say their full focus is currently on getting back to being fully operational to get all their food products back on the shelves, but they are open to doing an interview at a later date, while a spokesperson for McCormick Family Farms said their owner will have me out to record a report soon. They have resumed full reduction after tackling the cause of their listeria outbreak. And I think a lot of other businesses and companies will be looking at McCormick Family Farms to use them as an example of how to deal with such an outbreak so quickly.
Some of the comments coming in: my kids don't need any excuse for not to eat spinach. Another one: I haven't heard anyone officially say this, but I believe the common denominator is water quality. That's from Paddy in Termonfeckin. I don't know. I'm sure the companies have proper monitoring of their incoming water. I'm sure they do. It would be a standard thing and easily tested. On a product recall, will the producers compensate the consumers for products they have to dump?
I think so, Pat. I think with the ready meals, if you had went back to the likes of Tesco, you would have got a refund. And just to point out too, Pat, it's the companies themselves, these food companies, it's them who raise the alarm here when they come across this. Our food hygiene standards are so high here. It's the companies that will notify the
I presume, though, if you're told
themselves
that you've got one of these products, batch number and so on, you look, you check your fridge or your shelf or whatever, say, I have one of these, you bring it back to where you bought it with the receipt, and they would swap it out for you. I'm sure they would in the supermarkets. Anyway, is it possible to get gastroparesis from listeria? I've been ill for a month after eating French soft cheese.
I'm not sure. I would go to a doctor.
All right. Barry White, our chief reporter, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.